The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's Comedy Live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. And Richard, appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We've got our colleague check-in coming up at 8:20. We'll talk to Craig Hoffman, host of the Craig Hoffman Show on the Team 980. I put up our Junkies poll of the day. That's presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland-made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. Put that on our Instagram page. Trying to put more content up there. Give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio. And the poll is kind of what we were talking about, but we need to really explore the cake's jinx factor. Who deserves the blame? Three choices. Cliff Kingsbury, struggling offense.
Yep.
Austin Seibert, missed field goal, two extra points. Or cakes being a jinx.
Well, I mean, I know where these votes are going to come in.
You can vote.
When did you post?
I just posted
it.
Sports Junkies
Cakes.
Radio.
Will you at least acknowledge that you are at least this area's biggest mush?
Mush, I would go with. Jinx. Yeah. I mean, if you believe in jinxes, I just feel like
I don't believe in jinxes.
Voodoo,
but
and like.
I mean, you just have.
It's uncanny.
I can agree that I'm a bit of a mush slash cooler.
Yeah,
when it comes
cooler.
To making picks on the air,
you're
sure.
A cooler. Yeah,
yeah, I could agree to that.
Valdez put together a montage. Let's listen to it, and then we can open up the phone lines 800-636-1067 because there was a lot of venom towards cakes, a lot of blaming towards cakes, hundreds of comments on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter blaming cakes. Here's cakes with some of his predictions.
I'm sorry. Jaden Daniels, he physically can't lose to a Cooper Rush led team. I'll just put that out there right now.
That sounds like your Tommy DeVito.
I'm not going to do a wacky one sided bet.
Yeah.
But
why don't you book
mark
it,
this
Jay?
On the tape, Valdez. It's physically impossible for Jaden Daniels to lose to a team led by either Cooper Rush or my guy. It's my guy, Trey Lance. That will not happen. EB, remember.
He's got three touchdowns.
Never forget that I've gone on record saying it's physically impossible, even with a beat-up rib, that Jaden Daniels and company are going to drop a game to the Dallas Cowboys when they need this game at home. Cooper Rush threw for 45 yards in the last outing. 45 yards! He was 13 of 23 for 45 yards passing. Yeah. 2 yards per attempt. Never been more confident for the Commanders to beat the Dallas Cowboys than I am for them to beat this iteration that's coming in. If you're scared of Cooper Rush, then you're scared of everything. And trust me, I'm scared of a lot of things. Not scared of Cooper Rush. Not scared of him. Even one scintilla. Not scared. If the Cowboys win,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I may call out Cooper on Monday.
Listen,
you know, I didn't even consider it.
You're brave enough to be here.
There's a brave enough. It's a work day. I'm at work. I mean, that's all there is to it. Never considered, oh my God, I can't handle all the criticism and the calls. I'm going to have to fix being sick. Didn't cross my mind even once.
It's just that this prediction is on the heels of the Alex guarantee.
I know it's
kind of like a progressive jackpot.
Can you
of
play
jinx.
That one?
I've been living in Coolerville for the last week plus. I completely understand.
Yeah.
Now you.
Wish you'd stay out of the business of proclamations.
To be fair, I think he's picked.
It's kind of what I do.
He's picked the Commanders. Yeah. You probably picked the Commanders every week this season, except for maybe one.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, he never gets injured. Go look at his numbers. Go look at the games played.
Yeah.
But it's not just picking the Commanders saying, I think they're going to win. No. The bravado comes with his stupidity.
I had a lot of swagger about the Commanders, and I felt like I should have.
You know what it is?
Because the Cowboys, they were an abject disaster limping in here.
It's also.
And somehow, the Commanders let them beat them.
How much do you blame Cakes? 800-636-1067. It's also your quarterback snobbery, which I generally agree with.
Quarterback
when there's a matchup and it's against a backup quarterback, that's when Cakes really likes to puff his chest.
Yes.
So last year it was Tommy DeVito.
Because generally, your starter, your number two overall pick, should help lead your team over how old is Cooper Rush? A 32-year-old never was. That's what he is. And that's who the Commanders lost to.
I'm with you.
And you know what? That is not my fault. That is the Commanders and the coaching staff and everybody that works for the Commanders, whether you wear the uniform or not, that's their problem to deal with.
Right.
Not mine.
I'm just saying
that. If you think I'm a jinx, fine. That's cooler. Whatever.
I'm saying that's when your bravado really comes out.
Yeah, it does.
And you're right. What should happen is what happened to Tommy DeVito yesterday.
Right. Yes. Correct. A number one pick, Baker Mayfield, goes in with a superior team. And
that's not even a good team because they're sub-500.
Completely dominates Tommy DeVito and company.
Right.
That's what should have happened in Landover yesterday. Turns out the offense didn't feel like taking all the gifts. The Cowboys are like, oh, you want the ball? Here. You want the ball in good field position? Here. We'll give it to you. But you're not going to do anything with it. You're just going to squander it. I guess that's my fault. I guess that's my fault, too. That I couldn't help Jaden Daniels and company convert with really good field position throughout.
The thing that irritates...
I can take the blame.
The thing that irritates me the most is I'm not a huge fan of our defense, but honest, and they didn't play great yesterday, and Cooper Rush had a 117 rating and everything, and you know, best numbers of the year by far, best numbers probably in 3 years. The defense only gave up 20 points. Am I right? They only gave up 20 points.
Hey.
The offense is what's sabotaging the team.
Okay, all you Commanders fans out there, who are you going to blame when Will Levis comes into your stadium next week, when he comes in and gets sacked 10 times, but still leads his team to a win? Not going to have me to blame. Not going to have me to blame for that.
EB, I might not pick Tennessee now. I'm on the fence, but Cake seems like he's picking Tennessee.
Maybe I should just guarantee Tennessee wins.
No.
Maybe I should do that.
No. You can't. No.
You got to go with your table. You
got to
go with your core.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a little hiatus from a proclamation business. And let's just see what happens.
But you can't
do
that.
Let's see what happens.
You can't go on hiatus from predictions and proclamations.
Yo, maybe I'll be
That's in the job description. That's in the job description.
No, I just don't have to. I don't have to make a guarantee that one team will beat the other.
All right.
Even though it's kind of my brand.
Let's go to Scott in Hagerstown. A lot of people actually threatening violence. I don't want to promote it, but let's just go to Scott. Scott, what's up?
Hey, EB, it's good to talk to you. You are now my favorite.
It used to be Cakes?
Yeah, it was. Because, you know, I'm short and I have a beard. And it is what it is.
Bombs.
Don't curse,
easy,
man.
Easy there, my friend.
Don't curse.
Hey, you idiot. Know what? This is what I need to talk about. These is IJS. It's just sports.
I actually thought about that when I was hitting balls. I didn't even really watch the 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
I had no interest. Right. I was just like, whatever.
It's only games. I mean, your emotions were toyed with.
Well,
during the first 3 hours.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. and people don't like this, I enjoyed the last 5 minutes because it was at least entertaining.
Right.
It made it a little more palatable
right.
for me. I know people don't like that, but that's true. I just kept thinking, though, what do I care? I got beautiful kids, beautiful wife, great, you know, I golf every day. What do I care?
right.
Why does this bother me?
right.
It's just sports. All I was thinking about, IJS.
Yep.
IJS.
It's a great brand.
Let's get the beanies ready, Valdez.
And what do I care?
You know? I'm upset at you, Eric.
Because?
I feel like you should be taking it up with cakes more than what you're doing right now.
No,
like, after the first drive, you're tweeting, this is all.
Cakes.
Yeah, you blame cakes. Now you're sitting back there feeling sorry for him?
No.
This loser cursed your team.
No. I don't think he's a curse.
Hey, now you're jumping. You're jumping it off the top
rope. No one else is jumping off the top rope. He cursed you.
No.
He cursed you. He's 1-3 since wearing the dumb Dan Quinn outfit. He cursed you.
How dare you? That was a good Halloween outfit.
But I do think it's a litmus test. Like, were you sad yesterday or no?
I mean, I was disappointed. I wasn't as I'll be
you
honest.
You can't baptize him. He doesn't care because he gets Jaden fantasy points for Hail Marys.
Rushing yards. So
your team got sullied by the curse of cakes.
I wish you guys
you should be
heard.
Angry.
My son, my oldest son, called at the end, and his voice just had so much anguish. I mean, he was like,
you
why?
Didn't feel
he's
that.
Like, I mean, I don't think I felt at his level, but he's like, why did they kick it to Turpin? Right. And I just felt his pain through the phone line.
Right.
But again, Commanders Nation, please blame me. Please pile on. No. I'm the mush. I'm the cooler. Whatever.
Here's the thing. This is what I honestly think, that we should be capitalizing on it again. But I know it's torture for him. He'll have the face for 3 months.
If you guys resurrected alwaysbetagainstcakes.com and just profited, I would just hop on board and profit with you.
He doesn't even understand his own bad aura. Cakes can't hop on and like it's cakes.
It's stuff you have to listen to your core.
Yes, you
like,
have to
when
listen.
You're all in.
Yeah,
the instinct is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be resolute in something. It has to be natural.
Let me just point out everybody. Pick the Commanders to win.
Right, but we at least saw scenarios where we could lose. We saw scenarios where we could lose. I picked the Skins, I said, I'm scared about this game. Now, I'm scared about a lot of games, but I can see. But I've been down this road for 30. I see terrible
you
losses.
You should be scared about the Titans game. You seem very nonplussed by the Titans coming up next.
You're not going to like this.
They're the Titans.
They're the Titans. So okay. I'm picking us.
What?
Listen, you can blame me. I'm picking us. Could we lose? Of course we could lose. We lose all the time.
I know, but
all we've done is lose for 30 years.
But Cakes doesn't set up his picks like that. He's calling it physically impossible.
I know. He goes all in. He goes so hard. But
I was more resolute and had more conviction than everybody else. I was just turned out to be on the wrong side of it.
When did it dawn on you that this was not going to end up in your favor?
In the first half, when Dallas just kept gift-wrapping the ball and doinking kicks off the field goal, off the uprights, and Brandon Aubrey, one of the best kickers in the league, just missing field goals left and right, and then the Commanders still either had 0 or 3 points. Yeah. And I said, well, they're not taking advantage of these opportunities, and it's going to bite them on the ass.
Physically impossible, even with a beat-up rib.
All right, hold on, let's go.
The Jaden Daniels and company are going to drop a game to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Let's go to Alan in Suitland. Alan, what's up?
All right. I think we need to do a social experiment and have Cakes recuse himself from ever picking the Redskins again, at least this year. Do it like the national guys do when they say, well, I'm calling the game this week, so I can't make a pick.
You know what?
I guarantee you will go 5-0.
I'm fine with that. You think I care whether I pick the Commanders to win or lose? You think it makes me lose 1 second of sleep? Of course it doesn't. If everybody wants me to sit on the sideline and not make a pick, fine. I don't care. Doesn't bother me one bit.
Get in the face.
Weirdos.
He got it. 8:15.
Bizarros out there.
Yeah. CK, our program director, wants to break the jinx by smashing the Raiders lamp. On the air, he thinks it'll reverse some juju, something you
like
love,
an exorcist.
Yeah,
yeah.
We got to do some sort of jinx exorcism.
It did make me laugh. One of the comments guy said, "I should just go F my Raiders lamp." Stop this game. Just go F my Raiders lamp.
No, there is something to it where we need to figure out how to break it.
You can do whatever you want. You can
break the curse.
You can bring in a shaman. You can.
I don't think you can.
You can give me some crystals. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You can bring a priest in here and try to perform an exorcism. I don't care.
You have a black cloud that follows you around everywhere.
Maybe. Listen, maybe that's the case.
I don't want to make it about me again.
Yes, you do.
Just go ahead. It's fine.
You notice when I picked the games. I was a little bit off, like before the season started. Like, I think maybe I had him 6-3 or whatever, but I had a second half swoon. You guys mocked me. You're like, oh my God.
Why do you always say we mocked you?
You did. Go to the tape. You're like, you have him 6-3, but then you have a swoon. I literally called this. I called the swoon. I live this every year. This always happens.
Usually they don't get out to a 7-2 start. In fact,
but I had a very good start and a swoon.
It was the first time since since 98.
I honestly think my instincts are the direct opposite of Cakes.
Hey, I got to get out the back patting machine for Bickle.
Thank you.
I went back this morning to listen to some audio from May of 2015 when the NFL moved the extra point back.
Oh, is this going the wrong
way? No. Bickle said he hated it and it was stupid because there's going to come a point in time where you're going to lose a game by a point because something that everybody thought was a gimme now has been moved back to 33 yards. Yes, JP was like, this is a non-factor.
No.
We should never even talk about this.
It infuriated
Lurch,
me.
Lurch was like, 94% from 33 yards out. JP goes, I go to the bathroom during 33-yard field goals.
Right.
And Bickle goes, we're going to lose a game because of this dumb extra point.
It's going to happen, but it's a minority.
He just added more chance to the outcomes of games.
Kickers were bad yesterday overall in the league.
Right. Yeah, well, you knew that was right, though, right? Did you think I was wrong?
Well, I think most people just kind of forgotten that those things used to be gimmies.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they moved it back. Fairbairn missed a game winner that was a chippy, and there were multiple blocked field goals. It was a bad day for kickers overall in the league.
One. And Cakes.
I see JP's going back and forth with Cody. What did Cody used to do here? Was he a producer? Was he an intern? What was he?
He was a Grand Danny producer.
Okay, he was a Grand Danny producer. I mean, I know Cody.
No, he was B. Mitch and Finley.
B. Mitch and Finley.
Sorry,
okay.
Sorry. Yeah, right.
Producer. Okay. I mean, I know Cody, but Cody, whatever the name is.
I'm
sure he's
going to
attack
too.
Me now, but I mean, I know him. I didn't know what he did.
No. All right, what about him?
Okay, he's going back and forth with JP about there's some AI-generated stat from Google, maybe it's true or not, that two-point conversions are only converting at a 31% rate. Is that true? I thought the general notion was 50%.
But I think
is that proven to be incorrect?
I don't know about this year, but he did make a good point in that tweet that you just went 90 yards down the field and you're setting up to get a two-point conversion after everyone's exhausted from sprinting down the field. You're not going to have your best play right
I
now.
Just think it's just why throw a game to what I thought was a 50-50 proposition. If it's a 30-70 proposition, you guys still want to do that?
No, you got to kick the extra
point. Yeah, I'm an extra point
guy. Kick the extra point and beat those bums like you should have for the first four quarters. I said this earlier in the show, if you're just tuning in, when we finally scored, I was like, oh, good. Now all is right in the world. Everything's organized again, and we'll beat their asses in overtime. No. I never for even one iota considered going for two.
Here's when you go for it. A couple years ago when Ron didn't go for it in Philly, when you were a big underdog, he went for one
that's
instead of
different.
Two. That's when you go
right.
for
right.
it.
That's what,
not
that's
yesterday.
The distinction that I'm making.
Right.
Like, we're the dominant team.
If they went for two and didn't get it yesterday, they would be roasting Quinn, saying, you idiot, yep. We were the better team.
Yes.
We had finally
you
got our mojo back.
You do it if you're going
back.
Against like an undefeated team or some juggernaut. Yeah. They're the freaking hapless Cowboys. And we think we have to have some gimmick two-pointer to beat them? F off. We're going to kick the extra point, and then we're going to kick your ass in overtime.
I see between.
That's how I thought of it.
I see the answer as being between, and this is not specific. It says the success rate of a two-point conversion in the NFL is estimated to be between 40% and 55%.
Who's
across the 2018 and 2019 NFL seasons, teams converted two-point conversion attempts 49.4% of the time.
I need a larger body of work. Give me a 5-year run. Go to StatMuse or one of these, Canva. Go to something. Grok. Go to some AI thing.
I've never used Grok once in my life. I don't know which is worse, Grok or Gronk.
Every time I see Grok, I think Gronk. Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
But there are other factors. Yes, that's a factor that you were running, but the defense also was running down the field. I feel like you got the momentum. You also have Jaden Daniels. So what's the success rate of Jaden Daniels on fourth downs and two-point conversions? I think it's very high.
Well, our third down conversion has been pitiful.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And you just converted it. I don't know.
I mean, you don't think that they were aware that if they do a two-point conversion, they're probably going to run Jaden out wide and do something?
I think they were on their heels. They couldn't believe what had just happened to them.
Hey, I'm just glad this conversation shifted away from me.
They still were on their heels.
No, Cakes, don't think I didn't forget. I'm an elephant over here.
I just hit
more, ways than one. But don't think.
What, Valdez?
No, I mean, just Cakes is getting off scot-free. That's all. I'm noticing this.
Coming up next, it's time for our
run out.
Colleague check-in. We'll talk to Craig Hoffman, host of the Craig Hoffman Show on the Team 980 on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.